Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin nabiyina al-karim Muhammadin wa ala alihi al-tahirin wa ala ashabihi al-sadiqin wa siddiqin wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, as how He jalla wa ala deserve it. And then we send our salat and our salam upon the best of mankind, our Nabi, our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his families and his companions and those that are upon their way. Continuing on from where we had left off previously, we are still in the topic of the fruits and the benefits of a person who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had said in the previous meeting, from the benefits and fruits of at-taqwa is that reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the person with the Quran and so on. Also, is a reason of success for the in the dunya and in the akhirah. Also, it brings a person far away from the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, is a way to increase knowledge. It's a way or a mean for a person to increase his knowledge. طيب. Also, before all of that, we had taken the meaning of at-taqwa, which is in its linguistic meaning what? Al-wiqayah, which means a prevention or a barrier. As for what it means istilahan in the legislation, what does it mean? An taj'ala baynaka wa bayna adhabillahi wiqayah, to make between you and the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a prevention, a barrier. What is that barrier or what is that prevention? بِفِعْلِ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَجَتِنَابُ عَمَّا نَهَا عَنْ. What is that barrier and what is that prevention? It is by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded and to stay away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbid. This is at-taqwa. طيب. And a person who have at-taqwa is called, what in the Arabic language? Al-muttaqi. Al-muttaqi. طيب. Also, from the benefits of at-taqwa, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, or it is a mean to get a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a mean to achieve great or big reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for those who does good from them, or who did good from them, and have taqwa, what about them? What is for them? لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, a great reward. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And if you were to believe, if you were to have iman, and you have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for you is a great reward. And also, from the benefits of at-taqwa, is that it is a characteristic of the ulul azmi min al-rusul. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu fa inna dhalika min azmil umur. And if you were to remain patient and have taqwa, for verily that is from the matters of the al-azm. Also, a muttaqi, he can differentiate what is better for him, the dunya or the akhirah. A muttaqi, he can differentiate what is better for him. Is it the dunya or the akhirah? Which is obviously the akhirah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, wal akhiratu khairun liman ittaqa. And the akhirah is better for the one who have at-taqwa. Also, from the benefits of having taqwa is that it is a reason to receive forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a reason to achieve forgiveness and the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And if you were to make islah, rectify, and if you were to rectify and have taqwa, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all merciful. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, and follow it, yani the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا, and have taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you will all be what? Bestowed with mercy. Also, from the benefits and fruits of at-taqwa is that it is a reason for you to push away al-khawf. What is khawf? Fear. To push away fear and al-hazan. What is al-hazan? Sadness. It is a reason to remove or push away fear and sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى, and for those who have taqwa, وَأَصْلَحَ, and rectify, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There is no fear for them, and they will not be sad. Yani the ulama, they say, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ in the akhirah. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there will be no fear for them in the akhirah. When the malaika meets them, when the malaikatul maut, when the malakul maut take away his soul, he will have no fear of what will come afterwards. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they are not sad about whatever had passed. From the things that had happened in the past, from the matters of the dunya, they will not be sad or thinking about it and so on. Understand? Aywa. Also, it is a reason to achieve barakah. It is a reason to achieve barakah that descends from the sky. It is a reason to achieve barakah and provisions from the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, and if the people of the villages, آمَنُوا, had believed, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they had have taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then we will surely open up for them the barakah from the sky and the earth. Meaning what? It's a reason for them to achieve barakah or provisions from the earth or the sky. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says for the muttaqun that their returning to him, their result will always be good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the final affair, which is good, will always be for those who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taqwa is also a reason for a person to be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when bad things happen to him. At-taqwa is a reason for a person to remain in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when bad things happens to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. For verily, the ones that have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a group of shaitan disturbs him also, تَذَكَّرُوا, they remain upon remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ, and they are enlightened in their path. Also, for those who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Meaning, he will have furqan. He can differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. O you who believe, if you have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily he will make for you or give you furqan. What is furqan? The ability to differentiate between right and wrong. Also for the muttaqun, they are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqun. And if this is only the only benefit for at-taqwa, then it already suffice. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen, the one have taqwa. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, there's no fear for him in anything. He is suffice in his matters of the dunya and in his matters of the akhirah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then he is suffice with everything. Also, a muttaqi, he is the one that benefits from all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have signs that shows his existence and so on. The one that take remembrance of this and the one that benefits from these signs are who? The one that have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ For verily, in the changing of the night and day, وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in the skies and in the earth, لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ There are signs only for whom? For those who have taqwa. For those who have taqwa. That's why the muttaqun, they may benefit from this. The more they see the day and night, the more they look at themselves, the more they look at the creations, it increases them in their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they benefited from these signs. As for those who have no taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these signs, they passes him or her day and night. But they are not in benefit of any of them. They still say, show me the sign. The day changes to night, the night changes to day. Who is the one that is in control of it? You still ask for signs? Huh? Barakallahu fikum. And a muttaqi is from the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A muttaqi is a wali. What is the wali? La. Friend of Allah. Huh? Ally. An ally of Allah. A wali here is an ally, not friend. Friend, even though is sometimes translated as friend, but it's more than friend. An ally, a protector. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wali of something, he's not just a friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector of that someone and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ For verily, the awliya, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no fear for them and they won't be sad. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Who are they? Who are these awliya of Allah? They are those who believes and they are those who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we do not know whether we had mentioned this. At-taqwa is a reason for one to be safe from the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For one to be safe from the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and after that, we will save the one that have taqwa. Yani save him from where? From the fire. Also, a muttaqi is the one that respects and hold up the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبَ Whomsoever raises the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily it is because of their taqwa in their hearts. What are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? No, not that signs. Sha'airullah. The prayer. These are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayer, the hajj. A person, he wears the Muslim clothing. The Eid outside the masajid in open spaces and so on. These are all sha'airuddin, sha'airullah, signs of Allah and signs of the deen. No one does all of this and protects all of this and raises the status of all of this except that it is due to the taqwa in his heart. That is why he does all of it. That is why he does all of it. Because of the taqwa that is inside his heart. And for the muttaqun, inside the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is anything that they want. Anything that they wishes for and so on. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ خَالِدِينَ. And for them inside the paradise, whatever they want forever. And taqwa is a reason for two brothers in Islam to remain between them love in the Yawmul Qiyamah. At-taqwa is a reason for two brothers to remain in love of each other. In the Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun. And the one that loves each other on that day, which is the day of Qiyamah, ba'duhum li ba'din adu. They will become enemies of each other. Why? Everyone wants their rights. They will become what? Enemies of each other. Give me my right. This is my rights and so on. Illal muttaqun. Except for the ones that have taqwa. They will not be enemies of each other, but their love remains between them. Their love remains between them. Also, at-taqwa is a reason to achieve fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To achieve what? Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. And they say, we were in between our families mushfiqeen, afraid of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, at-taqwa is a reason for one to have an opening from all of the difficulties that he have in the world. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an opening, an easiness for all of the difficulties that one might face in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will make for them an opening. Not just that, وَيَرُزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them provisions from places that he did not think that it will come from. Also, at-taqwa will make things easy. Allah will make the affairs of the muttaqun easy in every single thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُ yaj'al lahu min amrihi yusran. And whomsoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his matters easy. With this, ya ikhwa barakallahu fikum, we take a slight fa'idah, and then we will end off with it. We find in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whomsoever have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an opening for him and will give him what? Provisions from places that he did not think that it will come from. And also in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, whomsoever have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for him his matters easy. Taib. Nowadays, many people says that if he is upon istiqamah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the world will be difficult for him. Correct? Many says that what? If a person become mustaqim, he is upon istiqamah in the world, in his religion, then the matters will become difficult for him. Like example, he says, if I do not shave my beard, I will have no job. He says what? If I do not shave my beard, then I will have no job. If I raise my izar, my pants and so on, then they will fire me from my job. Correct. If I don't go for Salat Jumat, I do not know whether it happens here in Malaysia, and I hope it doesn't happen. But what do they say? Some work does not let them go to Salat Jumat. They cannot go to Salat Jumat because of their work. They say, what? If I go to the Salat Jumat, I will get fired. Then how will I feed my family, my children, my wife? They will all go into hunger. All of this is because they have lack of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lack of taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Who have taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give for him what? Will make for him an opening and will give him rizq. Give him what? Provisions from places that he doesn't even think that it will come from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will make his matter easy. A promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yukhliful mi'at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go back in his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will make an opening, will give rizq. And you say that, how will you feed your wife? How will you feed your children? اتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yourself. It does not mean that you cannot have, it does not mean that your provision is not from this job. It does not mean that it won't come from another job. How many of our brothers, barakallahu fikum, left their jobs because they cannot go to Salat Jumu'ah? Ya ikhwa, correct or not? And they are given jobs that are paid better for themselves. And they are living in luxury and so on. Al-rizq, ya ikhwa barakallahu fikum, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-rizq, minnatu min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from ourselves. How many people, they work hours and hours and hours, they still have lesser money than those who work a few hours in a day. Al-rizq min Allah. Rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The provisions is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. He's the one that gives. So seek from him. Have taqwa to him jalla wa ala. And he had promised that he will make an opening for you. And he had promised that he will give you more of his rizq. And he had promised you that he will make your matters easy. So fear him, have taqwa to him, jalla wa ala, innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we give thanks to those who are in charge in making this affairs easy for us, for those, and first and foremost, the Jabatan Agama of this area, and also the brothers who had opened up their space for us and had welcomed us and had allowed us to have the capability to speak and so on. Jazakumullahu khairan. And for those who had traveled all the way here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you, every single steps that you take, every single thing that you do in coming here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you with goodness, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reason for your scales to be heavy in the Yawmul Qiyamah, scales of goodness to be heavy in the Yawmul Qiyamah. Innahu jawadun kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayhi.